You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Kayla. Good morning to you.
Good. You said my name actually perfect.
Well, he's a pro. Perfect.
We aim to please around here, you know. What's the origin of that name, by the way?
It's actually a K, and it's Hawaiian. It means life.
Ooh, that's powerful.
I like it.
You have a very powerful name. Do you get a lot of Crayola a lot, though?
Yes.
I bet you do.
And Koala.
Koala. Oh, that's
Koala.
Cute.
Okay. Well, are you from the islands?
My family is. I was born and raised in California.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Very good. What brought you to Colorado?
I was really little, still probably 12 when I got here. So it was my family.
So you didn't drive yourself then?
Okay, fair enough.
What are you doing this weekend? Impress me with your weekend plans.
This weekend is my birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday.
Aww. Yeah.
What'd you ask for your birthday?
Nothing. I'm turning 34, but I became a grandma this year too, so kind of not gonna do anything.
No,
man.
No.
Well,
you probably at 34. That must make you like the coolest grandma out there.
Don't I
you
hope
think?
So.
If you're 34,
you
I
better
mean,
be.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, really? Grandma's still partying, you know? I mean, come on.
No.
No.
What do you feel about that, being a grandma at 34?
Oh man, I don't know. She's 2 months old, so we'll see. But yeah, my daughter's young, so
yeah, yeah. Cute little grandbaby though, probably, huh?
She is.
That's good. Well, you are still young and able-bodied and able to help your daughter out a little bit, so.
That's good.
You got that going for you.
I'm telling you, you get to be the cool grandma.
Yeah.
You know what? And since it is your birthday this weekend, I think it's my turn to do the two-word birthday song. Are you ready for it, Kayola?
Yeah.
Here we go. Happy birthday. There you go.
That's all you get.
There you go.
Enjoy your cake.
I've listened to you guys forever, but never called in. I've do the mind bender with you guys, with my kids, everything, but never called in. And I'm pretty good at the mind bender, I'll tell you.
Are you? Well, now you're just bragging.
Do you think you could give Jeremy a run for his money when it comes to points?
Yeah, actually.
Really? I have 17 for the year. 17 correct MBs.
Mm-hmm.
Doing pretty good.
Well, you got a few 2-point Tuesdays in there. So.
I don't care. Even better.
Yes.
Oh, Kayola, thank you for
thank
listening
you.
For so many years. Thank you for calling us. We hope you have a great birthday weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Here's Sarah on the phone. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Can you imagine being a grandmother in another 14 years?
No.
No.
No. Can't
that's
imagine
all right.
It.
Hey, things happen, you know? Things happen.
So at age 20, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to go see Barbie and Oppenheimer back to back.
You're one of those, huh? The Barbenheimers. We're going to talk about that in trending here in just a little bit.
Let me ask you something. Why? I mean, they're such different movies. Is it just because it's the trendy thing to do to go to both, or do you genuinely want to see both movies?
A little bit of both. I write for like a TV and movie column for a magazine. So I was like, well, I gotta go see.
Oh, there you go. You'll knock them both out. They say it's going to be
good.
Like over 5 hours you're going to be sitting. So is your booty prepared for that?
I've built in a pretty big break. It's Oppenheimer in the morning, Barbie at night.
Okay.
Late lunch.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good for
That's
you.
Smart move. Very smart
That's
move.
That's good for you. What's been, if you write about movies, what's been your favorite movie of the year so far?
Oh, gosh. That's that's
Come
hard.
On. This is what you do.
How about worst
Honestly,
movie?
Oh,
is that easier?
Oh, I can't do that.
This Flash. Just say it's the Flash.
Oh, well, you would be wrong, but I haven't seen it, so I'm not sure if I'm allowed to make that judgment. Really?
You can tell us. Come on. It's not like we're the directors of these movies. What was the worst movie of the year?
The Flash. It just looked... The CGI was something.
You just said you didn't watch it,
you
though.
You said you didn't see it.
I've seen so many clips of it, though.
Is this how you're writing your articles? You just watch the trailers and then...
You watch YouTube videos of the trailers and then you write a review?
Are you copying other critics' reviews?
What are you doing, Sarah?
No.
How many movies have you actually seen this year?
Oh, a lot. But I've mostly been, like, working my way through big series to see stuff that's been coming out. So, like... I'd never seen all the Mission Impossible films, so I've been, like, watching all of those to see the new one, Dead Reckoning.
Okay. And you're not going to tell us a movie that you've actually sat in the theater and it was the worst one of the year? You won't tell us
or
that?
Or liked. I mean, either one.
We would tell you. We have no problem telling our opinions on
this. I just watched the new Indiana Jones, and it was good. It's worth one watch. One thumb up.
Well,
I feel like
we're not going to get anything out of Sarah. But listen, thank you for hanging out with us for so long. We really appreciate you. And you have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Sarah.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Not a chance she writes movie reviews. Not a chance.
I've seen clips.
She's making that up.
What are you talking about? Oh, she's a good sport. Hey, Jared, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
We're great, Jared.
We may not be as good as you, but what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend? So I'm just me hanging out with some friends. I did kind of want to give them a shout-out since I'm on the radio. Shout-out to Aaliyah, and then shout-out to Austin. They're the ones that kind of got me to come out to Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado, correct. Yeah.
From where?
We're originally from St. Louis, Missouri, but I absolutely, you know, I'm loving Denver, but I'm always going to represent St. Louis for sure, but I love that here.
I was in St. Louis just a couple weeks ago, and I went up in that arch, and that thing is a death trap.
It's a death trap. I'm not going to lie. I'm so glad somebody else said it. That is the most confined space.
Jared, I'm telling you, I was up there. That thing was swaying. I looked over at my wife, and she was crying.
That's funny.
Never again. Never, ever again.
I had a blast when I went up in. I thought it was great. Jeremy's treating it like it's a coffin or something.
Have you been in that elevator up to that thing?
I mean, I have. That's what I'm saying. I enjoyed it.
I think coffins are bigger.
So are you a Cardinals fan?
Big Cardinals fan. I love the Cardinals.
That's cool. They have a nice little area around their stadium down there. I will give them props for that. They're the little hangout area with all the bars and everything.
Oh,
and we had lunch down there, and it's way better than Lodo.
Oh, yeah. What by
now? That's fighting words, but it was really
Jared,
nice.
Jared, what do you do for a living, sir?
Well, I am currently at work. I work for a geotechnical engineering company, and just doing some, working on construction sites and doing compaction work and testing concrete. That's basically what I do out here.
That sounds very
good
important.
Good old compaction work. You got to have it compacted, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Seems like we're in good hands.
Oh, Jared, you're a good, man. Listen, I'm so glad you moved to Colorado. Thank you for choosing your boys in the morning to listen to here. And we hope you have a great weekend, all right?
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for letting me be on the show. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, you're welcome.
And say hi to Aaliyah and Austin for us.
There you go.
Cheers.
Do you think one of them, he moved out here because he may be attracted to them?
Oh, could be.
Is that a possibility?
Or one of them is probably like, oh, no, Jared's coming out.
I'm wondering
if... tried to get away from him.
I'm wondering if one of them is a potential love interest.
Could be.
I'm just wondering, because usually when people...
He's still on the line, ask him.
Is he still on the line?
Jared, you still there? No, I guess not.
No, he's gone.
Says he is.
It's gone. Here's Jocelyn. Jocelyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
What are you doing this weekend, Jocelyn?
helping my boyfriend's parents move, and then some training. I have a pole dancing competition here in a couple months, and so I gotta get to work.
We just talked to a pole dancer the other day. It wasn't you, was it?
No.
Different. You've never called before.
Different polar.
Talking to you guys, yeah.
So, you're doing this for exercise, or is this your job? Tell me about the pole.
So pole dancing for me is more of like a hobby, but I teach aerial dance, and they kind of go hand in hand.
There you go.
Oh, okay, with the ribbons and stuff on the ceiling?
Yep, with the silks and the hoop.
Yeah, like Pink does. Pink does a lot of that.
Yeah,
okay.
Huh. How long have you been doing that?
I started it myself about 11 years ago. And just with my own training and being in a gym my whole life, it just naturally came to start coaching it.
So you have a little studio then with a bunch of poles in there and people come in and learn it?
I don't have poles, but I'm actually renting out space from a gymnastics gym. My friends own it, and it's a super wonderful place. They super welcoming community. They're all about like helping everybody grow and achieve their own goals. So it's
they're like, but do your classes at night after the kids leave.
Well, actually, most of my clients are kids.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jeremy's
probably for the ribbon dancing. Yeah.
Jeremy goes to the, you know, the naughty side.
Well, wouldn't everybody's? I mean, you say pole dancing strippers.
Know,
that's what everybody thinks of.
I know, yeah, but you know, a lot of times pole dancing is just for exercise.
Purely
and it's a good
acrobatic.
Workout.
Purely.
Sure, exactly. So
decompress from a long day by spinning around upside down with your legs wide open. There's no better way to end the workday.
Well, you do your legs your way, and Jocelyn will do her legs her way.
Well, yeah, strong legs, honestly.
Oh, Jocelyn, how long have you listened to this silly show?
Oh, forever. I actually have this memory of carpooling to the bus stop for school, and my neighbor's dad was on Boys versus Girls, and we were so stoked in the back seat. But we couldn't listen to it because of the feedback on the phone from the radio.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So we were just like, what's going on?
So
well,
good.
You know what? Yeah. We really appreciate you listening all the way from childhood into your adult years. Thank you for being with us for so long. And we hope you have a great weekend, okay?
It was nice meeting
you. Thank you. Yeah,
thank
you guys
so
too. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Well, we think you're pretty great. I just love our listeners. I love the variety. We've got somebody compacting
concrete
soil
or whatever, yeah,
for that. And then we've got the pole dance instructor. We got it all.
Thanks, guys.